City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Morning to you, Masha. You well?
Morning, Steve.
And
yep,
unfortunately, we haven't got a ring walk for Gary Shaw.
Yeah.
Our Liverpool boxing expert. Have you ever had a ring walk, Gary?
Just a tune from the Teletubbies will do.
Oh, hey, you know Tyson Fury. It's a shame we haven't got the Warrior in today. He'll be listening. I mean, he's training, but he'll be listening.
Yeah,
he'll
have you know what he's like with his phone.
Oh, he'll have it on his phone, his earplugs. He'll be running through Garston. Warrior,
I'm keeping his seat warm.
I was going to say, Warrior, if you are listening, Masha's in your seat. He's not only come to beat you at the Battle of the Mersey, but he's taking your seat now as well.
Not a bad view here, Tony.
You're not having it back. Let's get on to Tyson. We'll turn to you in a moment or two. Should we hear a little bit of Tyson talking about Vladimir? Here he is.
You got beat fair and square the first time in Germany on your own turf. All your own stuff in front of all your own people on your own TV station, and you got whooped, let's face it. You're going to have to come about 1,000 times better because you landed about 4 shots in 12 rounds, mate.
I love him. I keep saying it. I absolutely love him because he's quite compelling. I don't know whether he devalues the sport in any way. What do you think of him, Mash?
I love him. I didn't like him at first, but when he first came onto the scene, I was a little bit, who's this guy, you know, the way he was. I just didn't really... I just couldn't put my finger on him. But as time goes by, he's grew on me. He has grew on me. I just think he's a character. He's funny. People are split, aren't they? Down, you know, with him. People think he's disrespectful for boxing, stuff like that. But he's an entertainer, and that's what we are at the end of the day. And I look forward to listening to him. So I like him, yeah, I do.
A bit of a screwball, but does that bother you at all, Gary?
No, not at all. I mean, I've spoken to him a couple of times and, you know, he looks, he is exactly what he is, a product of his upbringing. Sometimes he looks like he's about to burst into tears when he's talking to you. Other times he looks like he's about to, like, you know, knock everyone out in the room. But that's the way he is. Sometimes I think expectations of people, you know, boxers can't always be, you know, the chiselled, good-looking, media-friendly people that the sport tries to sell sometimes, you know, the comparison maybe with Joshua. Yeah. But, you know, I think he's got a really good chance of beating Klitschko. He's right. Klitschko hardly laid a glove on him, hardly threw any punches, never threw a right hand.
He's confident as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he probably will beat him again.
I do. I believe that myself, to be fair. I think he's a bit bigger there. He's full of confidence. He's in Manchester.
He's twice the size,
yeah. So I think he'll probably try and knock Klitschko out this time round. What Klitschko got to do and what can he do?
What do you two see has gone wrong with Klitschko? Did you see something in his last fight that maybe spelled the end of his very best? Because I still perceive him as this champ. So I sort of think in my head, well, he's going to come out and he thinks he's had a bad fight and he might just remedy it here. But you two seem deadly confident about this.
I remember seeing Klitschko boxing here, St. George's Hall, in a multi-nation tournament like 20, 25 years ago. He just got old. And in boxing, sports, it always catches up with you sooner or later, and especially in boxing. And it's no shame to say it. He just got old.
We were discussing, weren't we, on how old he is now, Klitschko, to how old Fury is. And at this, you know, that size, they're big men. They're not going to be moving as fast. They're not going to be as busy. And confidence plays a big part in the psychological side of things. Fury is psychologically already there, isn't he?
He's in another planet.
Yeah. And I think Klitschko
is he inside Klitschko's head with all this?
Definitely. He's in my head, do you know what I mean? He's just the way he is. And I just think Klitschko was just a shadow of himself. I was gutted. I was devastated when I seen his performance last time round. I just didn't think he didn't turn up. I was upset. But I was made up on the other side for Fury to win, obviously.
I think it's right for boxing to have its favourites, and I think it's a better sport to watch when you have more favourites to compete against each other. So, look, if we're talking about this one, England's probably behind him. If Fury faced up to Joshua, for example, I'd be in the Fury camp, only because of the personality element of this. But I think boxing's a better sport if you've got that, Gary.
Yeah, I think so, probably. I mean, it's always a dilemma when, for me, when people asking me, like, who do you think's going to win a fight? There's a Scouser Merseysider against anyone else. I always want the local lad to win. And when two local lads are fighting each other, that's tough then. I never tell anyone. I always keep it in my own mind and it become a bit more analytical. But I think you are right. And Joshua seems to be the media darling, good-looking lad. His body's in amazing shape, isn't he, all the time? Olympic champion. The momentum is with him, and Fury is Fury. You couldn't really get more
He's a bad man.
More opposites, really, could you? But I do think there'd be people who like him. I think maybe the more diehard boxing fans would side with Fury, but the sports followers, if you like, would go with Joshua.
I'm a Joshua fan. I would go with Joshua because I've met him. He's a lovely fella. I think he's a cracking fella, you know. And he offered us to go out on a night out with him a while back. Mm. I don't think Fury would offer you. I think I'd go out with him, though.
I think you and Tyson would have a right old night out.
Thanks, Steve.
You made a great point then, just about one's got this incredible physique, toned six-pack, blah, blah. The other has admitted yesterday that he's been gorging on pies and chocolates for quite a few months. Does your professional boxer these days have to look the part?
Not necessarily, you know, he's done it, hasn't he? You know, look at the shape of him. Even when he was in his best shape, when he boxed Klitschko the first time round.
And I think, again, it's maybe the perception is because some of the more media-friendly ones, the ones who do have the TV and the exposure, they do look good.
Look at Scott Carl.
They do look good, but, you know, was Ali's body that great? Was Foreman's? It wasn't really. They're just big men, and it's more difficult then to get more tone. Marciano wasn't that great. He didn't have a great body. He was only a bit of a blown-up cruiserweight.
Got engines on them, and you can fight.
Engines on them and good brains, good boxing brains. Yeah. And you know, Klitschko was a top amateur, but Fury was a decent amateur as well.
But we're made to believe that your boxers should look the business now, aren't we? It's like footballers, aren't we? We're made to believe they should look like racehorses.
Well, athletes, aren't they? Yeah, athletes should look like athletes. And the general rule is that, in boxing, you know, they all are.
It's expectations.
I couldn't stand up, hold my hands in front of me for 3 minutes, let alone for 36, with someone trying to hit you at the same time.
And hold a pen. That's all you need to do, a keyboard. Got the strongest fingers.
I can't lift the laptop, gets heavy.
What did he say here? He said something about, I've eaten every pie in Lancashire since I became a champion. How do you, if he is training... How do you get bigger even though you're training? Do you know what I mean? If your body is naturally used to sort of burning off all the fat and, you know, you train at high intensity, because that's what he does. He goes to the lakes, doesn't he? He's up and down mountains.
It's a process, isn't it? Well, it should be at this level, especially as an athlete. And you've got sports scientists and stuff like that now, nutritionists, and they work professionally in that area. So they know how to do it, but... Common sense tells you it'd be muscle, water, and a bit of fat as well, because body fat is the biggest energy source. So the more fat on the body, the bigger the energy source for yourself. So there's a couple of little things that you can add to it.
And I think as well as though everyone's in the lesser weights, the people look, the boxers look better. You know, Masha, when he comes in at the scales, you know, he's ripped to bits. Heavyweights don't have to do that. They don't have to make a particular way. The big men anyway, they don't have to do that, really. They don't have to look that... All they've got to do as heavyweights is be... They don't even have to be fast. All they've got to do is be faster than the other man. Because the other man doesn't have to be fast either. So heavyweights is a bit different, yeah. And if you cannot get it by big shots, then, which is, you know, he's got a good defence on him, Fury, especially when someone doesn't throw punches at him.
With him so tall as well, you know, there's loads of... Each boxer has their own... advantages, disadvantages, and it's if they can capitalise on them advantages and disadvantages, give themselves the advantage.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.